You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny on the Fan. We are live in Leesburg at Pupatella Pizza. What are you doing to protect your family's assets? The exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm Condori and Murad, would like to help you draft a last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today at kmlawyers.com and be sure to tell them we sent you to get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. Good folks out here at Pupatella have taken great care of us all day long. They continue to just shovel delicious food down our gullets. We never complain about coming out to Leesburg to hang at Pupatella. We're here until 6:30 for another 90 minutes, so come on out and talk ball with us and get ready for the Commanders and the Eagles tomorrow, week 16 in the NFL and the college football playoffs. But right now I want to go to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Welcome onto the show the new general manager of the Washington Nationals, Ani Kalambi, the 31-year-old former Phillies executive who is now the GM of the Nats on day one of his new post. Ani, thank you for the time. You're on in D.C. It's Grant and Danny here on the Fan. Still sound a little weird to hear that? GM of the Washington Nationals, Ani Kalambi?
First of all, thank you for having me. And yes, short answer, it does sound a little weird. A little over 2 weeks ago, I wasn't contemplating this at all, and now I have, am fortunate to be a part of this great front office.
So how did this come about? Did you initially interview for the GM job, or did they just want to chat and talk and kind of find a way to make you a part of their organization? What can you tell us about this process?
So the Nationals reached out to the Phillies via a call from Paul to Dave Dombrowski, to request permission to talk to me about the GM role. Prior to that, I had no inkling of this happening. This call happened 15 days ago. So these processes happen really, really quick. It was really a whirlwind of interviews and different calls to vet the organization, but ultimately glad it worked out.
Yeah, that's amazing. Did you know Paul Toboni well previously? What's your relationship like with him?
We did not know each other super well. So we had met at the GM meetings a couple of years ago and had a couple of casual conversations. Despite the fact that we both went to Cal, we didn't meet each other there. So this call really came out of the blue for me. I'd heard really great things about the organization that they were building and the people that Paul had already brought on board. But at the same time, this was definitely not something I was anticipating going into it.
Johnny Colombi comes over from the Phillies, where he led their R&D department, was an assistant GM, and now he'll be the general manager of the Washington Nationals, working under President Paul Toboni. So had you interviewed for GM jobs in the past, or had you gotten these calls, or was this the first one? And when that happened, I just can't imagine what a life-changing moment that is. Just take me through your emotions as you're having that initial conversation, but not sure if it's going to lead to anything or go anywhere.
Right. Well, what helped me is that I didn't have any expectations. This was the first time I had had conversations about a GM role with anyone. Prior to that, I'd gone through a similar interview process with the Phillies 4 years ago when I joined the Phillies. I went through that interview process with them about the assistant GM role. But this was the first time I was talking about a general manager's role. Contemplating this magnitude of life change in this short a period of time is really daunting sometimes, because I think that there are elements both on and off the field that are really important to consider. Within the opportunity, are you going to mesh well with the people that you're likely to work with? Is this an opportunity that is going to leave you really excited? I was really, beating myself up over leaving the Phillies. That group has been really, really good to me. Learned a lot from them, and was really excited about the trajectory of that organization as well. But just balancing the opportunity to interview for this role, it felt like the right decision for me in my career, and decided to take the leap. But there are, multitude of factors to consider for sure.
Of course. We've been lucky enough to have Paul on and Blake Butera on. Paul obviously being 35 as a president and Blake 33 as a manager. The one of the questions that comes up is how young the organization's going. And now as a general manager, you're 31, and I'm sure you'll get those same questions. What's your philosophy on age in these roles, and just what that number means, not only for you or for Paul or for Blake, but organizationally, the trend here of the Nats clearly going very young and high energy?
High energy for sure. I think that ultimately we're not aiming to optimize to have the youngest front office. It just so happens that it worked out that way. What we're trying to optimize for is cultural alignment, belief in similar organizational structures and decision making in a similar decision making apparatus, and it just so turns out that we've happened to have a relatively young group, and of course that means that we're going to have to balance ourselves out in some way by seeking out experienced folks to surround ourselves with, like Blake. Blake's bench coach, Michael Johns, has spent 20 years working in the minor leagues for the Rays, and brings a wealth of experience to the role, and is going to support Blake really, really well. And I think that similarly, Paul and I will need to go out of our ways to identify folks with experience, identify folks with the expertise that we're looking for, and supplement the areas where we might be weakest.
Johnny Colombi is the new GM of the Washington Nationals, was considered a rising rock star in Philadelphia, and from an analytics and R&D standpoint, just revered around baseball. So let's talk about the structure of how this works. Give us an idea. Again, this is fluid, I feel like, with each organization, and every role is a little different. Mike Rizzo forever was the president of baseball ops here, and there was no general manager. A lot of teams have gone with a model where they have the president and then a GM underneath who does a lot of the work for the president, like is going to happen here. What do you view your role as? Like, give us an idea of what GM means as it pertains to your role, different than Paul Toboni's.
Yeah, I mean, we view the president-GM relationship as a clear partnership. And I think both of us have different experiences coming up through the game. Paul spending more time in amateur scouting, the international space, player development. I spent more time in R&D, in major league strategy, in pro player acquisition. And I think those strengths complement one another. With that said, I don't think we're going to be in a situation where we're splitting up duties 50-50 or whatever percentage you might want to call it. We're going to have our hands in a lot of different areas within the organization and build a partnership where our strengths are on display, but we're also able able to influence the organization in a lot of different areas and in our areas of expertise.
And how do you expect Mike DiBartolo, who's one of the few kind of higher-ranking holdover members of the previous regime, to help you guys out with his institutional knowledge? And what's his seat at the table going to look like here?
Yeah, I mean, Mike has been fantastic, you know, helping me on board. And in general, you know, I've met him a few times over the years, and he's a great hang. He's really knowledgeable, and he's going to bring a lot to the table for us. You know, I think that, like you mentioned, he has a ton of institutional knowledge, but he also just has really strong instincts for the game. He's got great ideas on player acquisition, great ideas on how to maximize our roster, and I think those are areas where he'll shine going forward.
Exciting times for the Washington Nationals as they get very data and analytically driven. Ani Colombi's been named their general manager, joining us on Grant and Danny, your flagship home for the Washington Nationals. This might be a tough question to answer in its vagueness or broadness, but I mean, what are some of your general philosophies and just overall, if I was asked by a caller today, like, what are his paradigms that kind of separate or make him unique on player acquisition? What would you say?
This is a bit of a cliche, but I want to use all of the information possible in order to make decisions. And if that means using the latest and greatest statistical models that help us forecast player performance, then so be it. If that means sending a bunch of scouts out and using our eyeballs, then that's the way we'll do it too. You know, I think that those paradigms don't need to be in conflict with one another. They can really complement one another when done well. And I think that's the future that we're headed toward, where we have a combination of these data-driven methodologies and these human-driven methodologies to come to a really rigorous decision-making process. And the way in which those sources of information are combined is, you know, a little bit of art. I think that's the art of being an executive, is taking in all of these different sources of information and combining them in a reasonable way. The way I think about doing that is to look at the historical track record of all of these sources of information. Are these are scouts like particularly good at assessing this kind of player? Are models particularly good at assessing a different kind of player? I think those are case studies that I would plan on leaning on going forward.
Ani Colombi, the new general manager of the Nationals. Grant and Danny on the Fan on a field trip Friday from Pupatella Pizza out in Leesburg. Ani, specific to your next couple of weeks and what they look like, I mean, there's not a lot of time here to just kick back and get to know the building and learn the ropes, so to speak. We're in the off season; it's player acquisition time. How does that work in this whirlwind where obviously you're going to be heavily involved, but I'm sure Paul's already been working the phones. They've made multiple trades to add top five prospects. He's probably already having conversations about other deals. Like, how do you join midstream and add to that? Were you involved at all, even during the interview process in the Perales deal or the Harry Ford deal before you were named GM?
Yeah, it's tricky. I mean, honestly, the front office needs to operate regardless of whether certain folks in key positions are in place. And I think Paul and the group have taken on that challenge really, really well, and they've made some really exciting moves. But at the same time, you know, I was in a difficult spot where I was interviewing for the role. There wasn't so much that they could share with me because there was a chance I would go back to a division rival. So ultimately a lot of those trade conversations needed to be kept under wraps. And because of that, over the last 48 hours, as I've been onboarded, I've been catching up on trade conversations, been catching up on, in general, the Nationals' way of doing business. And that is going to require some scale up time. But at the same time, you know, the rest of the league isn't going to wait for you either. So we need to move fast. We need to be decisive. And I need to work really, really hard and really, really quickly to integrate myself into the decision-making processes that Paul and the others has already set up.
It feels like, based on the limited moves we've seen so far, that this is going to be a little bit of a longer vision here in talking about moving Ferrer and going to get Perales or even the previous deal, Jake Bennett, rather, for Perales or Ferrer for Harry Ford. Do you view this as you guys kind of starting a build that could take some time and really prioritizing flooding the system with talent and adding young players for the future? How do you view the roster construction?
Yeah, I mean, we don't want to put a specific timeline on it. What we'll say is that we want to build an organization that is a consistent winner that other organizations really look up to and view as the model of decision-making prowess and in general, baseball prowess. And in doing so, will take some time. I think that there are going to be opportunities to accrue long-term value over the next few years, and we're likely going to take those depending on what's available in the marketplace. But ultimately, we just want to make the best decisions possible. If that means pushing our chips to the center when it's appropriate to do so, then we'll do so. If that means optimizing for the long term, then we'll do that as well.
And there's obviously two pretty marquee talents that have been banted about in trade rumors already in Mackenzie Gore and C.J. Abrams. I know you're just a couple of hours in and days on the job, but you know, how do you go about contributing to those discussions right off the bat? I mean, you've got so much knowledge, luckily, from being in the division and seeing those guys play and numbers that you can kind of crunch. How does that work in terms of figuring out where to go with the big names in this organization?
Yeah, it's a funny situation because obviously, like you mentioned, I'm a very recent addition to the organization. And because of that, I don't have the full context of the last few years and how those have gone, except from what I've been able to observe from the outside looking in. With that said, both of those guys are, Gore and Abrams are extremely talented. And all I'm really in a position to say right now, given I'm only a few hours in, is to say that, I think I do have some context on the rest of the league, on players throughout the rest of the league who I think can help us. But it's difficult to put my stamp on anything specific at the moment.
Yeah, makes sense. Ani Kolhambi, the new GM of the Washington Nationals, joining us here on Grant and Danny. One thing about coming over from Philadelphia that I find interesting and that I really like about your background, I don't view the Phillies just kind of from 10,000 feet as like super R&D or analytics driven. You were running that department. You obviously had the long track record with the Rays that makes, you know, a lot more obvious sense in that way. How much did that help you, do you think, to be in an organization with a Dave Dombrowski that felt like it was a little bit more scout-driven, older school, a little bit of checkbook baseball, and to get that side of the experience as well in terms of being able to have a feel for both sides?
Yeah, I mean, I consider myself extremely fortunate to have worked with a lot of really talented baseball executives who have have occasionally different views on how to build a roster. So, I mean, you go like including Paul and Dave Dombrowski and Sam Fold and Preston Mattingly, Eric Neander, Matt Silverman, Chaim Bloom, James Click, Peter Bendix, Matt Arnold for a short period of time. Like, very, very fortunate to have worked with all of them, and all of them have a little bit of a different flavor on how they approach decisions and how they approach maximizing short and long-term value. That gives you a lot, that gives anyone in those types of front offices a lot of really good reps, communicating information, presenting information to decision makers, and understanding varying points of view on how to utilize scarce resources. Those reps are, they're invaluable. I think, you know, if everyone has an opportunity in their career to work for multiple different types of front offices, I would highly, highly recommend it. I think it's a lot of fun. It's eye opening, gives you an opportunity to try different skills, focus more on communication for a while, focus more on technical growth for a while. Those skills are incredibly valuable in a job as varied as the GM role.
Ani, when you rattle off those names of the people you've worked with, what an incredible list. I mean, that's like the Avengers of front office executives or something. And a lot of them are considered some of the smartest in the sport.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Board. Pretty amazing, and I think for my listeners, it gives you a real nice indication in addition to how you come off in the interview of as to why you were considered not only a rising star, but you're now the GM of the Nationals. All right, before we let you go, and I appreciate the time, we're going to get to know you a little bit. I've got some non-baseball questions for you just to get to know Ani Colombi off of the diamond a little bit. You ready?
Oh, you bet.
All right, favorite meal. This is like last meal. We're not thinking about health here. We're just eating for enjoyment. What are we crushing?
Favorite meal is there is a Timex fusion place in St. Petersburg, Florida, called Natale's that has an incredible Penang mole burrito. And that would absolutely be my number one.
Bonus points for the very specific poll. I like that. Sounds like somebody's made a stop there, too. All right, favorite movie?
Favorite movie is probably the original Star Wars.
Oh, man. My co-host Danny's going to be very excited to hear that. He is a Star Wars nerd. Every Halloween he's wearing I call it the cape, but I guess it's a cloak, or I don't know. I'm not a Star Wars guy. All right, last TV show you binged?
Well, most recently I've been watching Pluribus. I wouldn't count that as a binge because I've watched it sort of episode by episode. But Severance, I would say, is probably the one I most recently really dug my teeth into.
Ooh, I like that. All right, very good. And then stand-up comedian that you enjoy? Is there anybody you like to watch that makes you laugh? Or that or like an actor that you really enjoy in funny films?
I haven't gone to a lot of comedy shows. One that my wife and I went to recently was Jeff Arcuri. I thought he was really, really good. He has seems like a pretty big following and growing following, and he's really funny. He has tremendous crowd work.
All right, very cool. Well, Ani, we're excited, man. This is a breath of fresh air time in the organization. The deep dive now into R&D has got people really juiced up, and the hiring that came down this week is fun, and we're excited about it. So thanks for the time. Congratulations, and best of luck to you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, and I'm super excited.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.